We're reading from Kabbalah for the student, the Arvut, page 258, item 27. It starts with, how is it different? You can ask questions at kab.tv. Selected questions will be heard in the course of the lesson.
No, start from the beginning of...
Okay.
Item 27
from the start, page 258. However, by all that we have explained from the beginning of the essay until now, we learned the true meanings of the words as their roles should be to resemble a negotiation of offer and consent. This means that with these words, he really does offer them the whole form and content of the work in Torah and Mitzvot, and it's worthwhile reward.
In the words, you shall be a kingdom of priests. You shall be unto me a kingdom of priests. Everything is included.
The work in Torah and Mitzvot is expressed in the words, and ye shall be unto me a kingdom of priests. A kingdom of priests means that all of you, from youngest to oldest, will be like priests. Just as the priests have no land or any corporal possessions because of the Creator is their domain, so will the entire nation be organized so that the whole earth and everything in it will be dedicated to the Creator only.
Meaning, because the desire to receive is entirely in order to receive, it is called, in order to bestow, this is why it is called a priest. And this means that the Creator is their land, meaning fulfills their entire desire.
And no person should have any other engagement in it but to keep the mitzvot of the Creator and to satisfy the needs of his fellow person. Thus, he will lack none of his wishes.
Meaning, we refer to the whole of creation as to the Creator, out of the adhesion unto the Creator.
So that no person will need to have any worry about himself. This way, even mundane work such as harvesting, sowing, etc., are considered to be precisely like the work with the sacrifices that the priest performed in the temple.
Meaning, as long as they should supply the whole world the essential measure in corporeality. And this is what he means when he says that one should work 10 to 12 hours until there is no hungry person in the whole world. Meaning, receives his essential measure, which should not be praised nor condemned, and this enters into the definition of bestow. And that's the work of the priests. It's not that the priests are detached from everything, they're found somewhere in a certain Sanhedria, and discuss only spiritual observations. Rather, everything that relates to the world and also to one's corporeality and his essential existence, because if there's no flower, there's no Torah. They should also, those things should also be taken care of by people who are adhere to the Creator and are found in this level of adhesion.
How is it different if I keep the mitzvah of making sacrifices to the Creator, which is a positive mitzvah, or if I can keep the positive mitzvah, love thy friend as thyself? It turns out that he who harvests his field in order to feed his fellow person is the same as he who sacrifices to the Creator.
It slightly differs what the common people and religions think.
Moreover, it seems that the mitzvah, love thy friend as thyself, is more important than he who makes a sacrifice, as we have shown above. Indeed, this is not the end of it yet, because the whole of the Torah and the mitzvot were given for the sole purpose of cleansing Israel, which is the cleansing of the body.
On the one hand, we're saying there's a certain modification here. On the one hand, we're saying that the commandments between one and his friend are more important than the commandments between one and the Creator, because they bring a person from the love of others to the love of the Creator, on the one hand. On the other hand, we shouldn't forget that we must fulfill the commandments between one and his friend, in order to reach the connection with the Creator. Otherwise, we're just behaving nicely to each other, and these actions are made only in order to, how to put it, to overcome the general crisis, to build a better education, to build happier people, nicer people. By doing so, will only bring to a greater breakage in the world, because the world would not advance according to its inner program. Rather, by such efforts will cause the world to deviate to a sided path, which will bring much more suffering in order to eventually return to the same, to our activity, which seems very nice and good, because we want that there will be no hungry person in the whole world, everyone will be healthy and joyful. But if we don't give this direction, this intention, that it's done in order to reach adhesion with the Creator, to bestow upon Him, to reach the purpose of creation, to allow the Creator to reveal itself, rather Himself. Whether we go in a sided way, instead of going forward, we're deviating to the side, then we'll need more suffering in order to return to the right path. Meaning, by our good actions, we cause bad results. And thus, sit and do nothing is better.
In this is not the end of it yet, because the whole of the Torah and the mitzvot were given for the sole purpose of cleansing Israel, which is the cleansing of the body, after which he will be granted the true reward, which is dvekut, adhesion with him, the purpose of creation. And that reward is expressed in the words, a holy nation. Through the Dvekut, through adhering with Him, we have become sanctified. As it is written, you shall be holy, for I, the Lord your God, am holy. And you see that the words, a kingdom of priests, express the complete form of the work on the axis of love thy friend as thyself. Meaning, a kingdom that is all priests, that the Creator is their possession, and they have no self-possession of all the mundane possessions. And we must admit that this is the only definition through which we can understand the words, a kingdom of priests. For you cannot interpret it with regard to the sacrifices on the altar, for that could not have been said of the whole nation, for who would be making the sacrifices? Also, with regard to taking the gifts of the priesthood, who would be the givers? And also to interpret the holiness of the priests. It has already been said, a holy nation. Therefore, this must certainly mean that it is only that the Creator is their domain, that they lack any material possession for themselves, meaning the full measure of the words, love thy friend as thyself, which encompasses the whole of the Torah, and the words, a holy nation, express the full form of the reward, which is dvekut, adhesion.
Meaning that the realization of the third temple is in our hearts, when all of us reach the love of others and through it to the love of the Creator. Yes. Well, no, go ahead, Lior.
When we address the audience, what is the source of the message that there is something sublime, exalted?
No, at all. Not even a memory or a hint. It is impossible. It is forbidden. Or they will think that you're religious, which will reject them, unfortunately, because that's... That's the religious form today. These are the kinds of emotions it evokes in people. Or they will think that you're a mystic, that you're not realistic with your fantasies, your imaginations, that cannot be counted on, and you cannot be counted on. And of course, that as a result, no other wit can be drawn from you. Because how can I examine, how can I check, what does he give me? If I'll follow his fantasies, I don't know. I'm looking at you now, and I have to see in you an image that I want to resemble to. That's called the teacher. As much as he knows, as much as he understands, whom he's clinging to, how he behaves, etc. I need to love it. Otherwise, I cannot learn from him. So you have to show them, who are you? And an image which they understand that it is good. They appreciate is good. Meaning the part that they cannot digest as a good and nice goal, you have to hide it from them. That's called educate the infant according to his path. Only according to the portions they're capable of receiving, small portions with a spoon, time after time. If they don't develop, then we don't speak. They have developed exactly to the same extent, we will speak. But to begin with, these are people that don't have a point in the heart. Let's say that we're talking about the wide audience, the broad audience. So you explain to them according to their deficiency. Yes? And maybe slightly, to some extent, that there's something else after that. And as a result of their connection to nature, what will you tell them? Then we reach balance with nature, and then, as a result, from within, out of our vessels, as a result of the connection between us, we start feeling nature the way, let's say, the Bedouins feel, or the way animals feel nature. 3 days before a tsunami, they ran to the mountains, all the animals. No animal has drowned in the tsunami. So with the same way, we start feeling what happens within, and then we don't make mistakes, we don't enter problems. When we start being close to nature in the degree of the speaking, we start seeing, because we have also an intellect, whereas the animals have only instincts. So we start seeing in advance what we're about to reach, such an extent that sometimes we run away from taking all natural, everything nature has within it, in order to throw it a year later so that people will be able to buy more and more. So a smart person sees what's about to be born from it. So out of our adhesion with nature, suddenly it will stop us. Just like they're running from tsunami, we'll run away from such actions. It'll be clear to us. What we're doing will be very clear to us, and its consequences. That's something you can explain to them. But also, again, only according to healthy examples you see in front of you.
So just to make it clear as possible, with your conversation with Oren, there are a few places where you explain.
I also told him then, during the conversation, that I'm doing a certain deviation. Yes, I deviate. In addition, an appendix. And I speak differently. Also, in addition, what I gave there you think you should immediately pour it onto the masses? Of course not. It has to be reworked. I don't think that it need to be reworked, highly reworked, but it has to be cleaned from things that the general public should know. Again, they should know it until they will grow smarter. They have to be educated according to their path. Otherwise, it will bring damage. That's it. I'll tell you how will it harm. What does that mean? Well, what is good education? That kind of education you want to bring to them. It is when they receive all the explanations, the entire story about something, followed by an explanation that they can digest. There are many things in life, especially during childhood, that you've received without an explanation. Just like that. And they remain within you, like viruses, like bad things. They're bad, but you cannot get rid of them. And subconsciously you're using them as facts, as correct facts, even though they're faulty. And they make you fail in many, many issues and incidents. And that's because during childhood and adolescence, you've received different, this is the way it is, this is the way it is, this is the way it is. And you were never explained. It was never explained. And you've accepted it as a fact, and it's carved within you, and you're unable to get rid of it. Whatever you'll do, you do not control what was imprinted in you. This is why you must always explain to them, in general, everything. Everything has to be accompanied with an explanation, with a clear explanation. Not a clear explanation. Not that you will explain to them an explanation that they have to understand mathematics to understand. No, it has to be on their level. Otherwise, they will accept it. It will be as slogans, just like we have it with respect to spirituality. But spirituality is different. Maybe later I'll be able to elaborate. And they won't advance. They have to advance with a healthy spirit, healthy understanding, that they're well, that what you are explaining them was immersed within them nicely. And also, in the tempo, you shouldn't accelerate the study too much, because otherwise they'll be clunked and they won't be able to advance. That's called correct education, where you don't just throw facts which are not based on proofs, because they won't be able to use them properly, and it will later, it will be a problem to uproot it. And I can talk about education endlessly. Our entire work is also education, educating ourselves. What else are we doing? We're educating ourselves. Until one reaches the level of the Creator, this entire process is called education. Yes.
Good morning, Rav.
Good morning.
Can you please explain what it means to love thy friend as thyself? I happen to talk to a religious person who's taking care of my case. And he said, if you come with your friend from the desert and you have a bottle of water and he doesn't have any, and you're in the middle of the desert, what will you do with the water? So I told him, I will let him drink. He says, if you give him the water and you run out of water and both of you are going to die. So I said, okay, we will die together. And he says, no. And if I drink, I'll drink. And he died. So I told him, this is wrong. So explain to me, love thy friend as thyself. Is it like he says, or
According to the judgment of the Torah, you have to drink.
I need to drink?
Yes, according to the judgment of the Torah. If you have a bottle of water, and if you'll drink half, and he'll drink half, you'll both die. And if one of you will drink, then he'll be able to leave the desert. Then the one who possesses the bottle has to drink. Must drink. Must. You cannot choose. You have to drink the water in order to leave the desert and stay on living.
And if I will give him everything?
Then you're against the Torah. He is correct. What he told you is correct. Why? We'll talk about it on a different occasion.
Thanks.
Yes.
Why facts without proofs? A triple fail a person.
Because he cannot work with it. He accepts them without knowing their cause and their consequences. And thus he's using them wrong-wise. He does not build the general picture of reality as a result. He's using these facts as laws. And there are no laws in reality. There are no laws in reality at all. No, at all. We build, construct the laws of reality within ourselves. That's it. When I am born, I have to start connecting, building the form of the world. How all the parts are intertwined. Because we are a result of the breakage. Our entire work, our entire reality is only to connect this mosaic, the puzzle, from all of its part, all of its degrees, its depth, from this world up until Ensof. And we have to add over and over again, in quantity, in quality, in different directions. It is multifaceted, this form. And if I do not, if I'm telling him that's the way it is, that's the way, you have to connect this to, and this, then by doing so, I am not allowing him to continue on advancing in the same direction, connecting between things. He does not know how to do it on his own. I have to give him a Torah, meaning a method, how to do it. And not to give him facts. I shouldn't give him facts. This is why our entire education in schools is faulty. Because we build soldiers. We build workers. They know how to make plain work. But we don't build true creative people. Truly creative. Who know how to rebuild this mosaic, this puzzle.
Also, if the facts are seemingly right.
But I don't care about the fact. I have to know. I don't have to know the fact. I have to develop my intellect to be able to connect between things no one has connected before. I need an approach. I need, how would I put it, a new software where on my own I build it within myself. When I'm just saying to a child, do this. No. You think that he will learn from his actions something? In a very limited way. It will happen only in a very limited way. If I'm telling him something, I need to explain him why I said so. I must. Or don't explain at all. If you don't educate, then just don't explain. But if you're telling him something, you have to explain it, otherwise you enter a virus within him. He cannot rationally use what you told him, but what you said is carved within him. Let's say I'll tell you the following. A child hears in his childhood, let's say, that in order to run fast, you need to cut your toes or your fingers. I don't know, something very weird. It is carved within his mind. And he thinks about it. He will think about it. And every time you talk about football, soccer, different actions where people run, he will take into consideration those things. Subconsciously. I don't know. I don't have an example now, but it's very weird.
If you go walk without shoes, you will be sick.
Yes, we can assume that it's a good example. And he won't be able to get rid of this till the end of his life. Then comes the spiritual death, and the spiritual death does a certain reset. This is why we need it. There is a lot to elaborate here. I understand that it might not seem convincing enough. Psychologists, I think they know some portion of it. Yes, Danny.
To continue Lior's explanation about balance with nature, we have an explanation in this world why especially man has the choice whether to be balanced with nature or not, and with animals, it's pure instinct.
The human being has to build the form of the world, the true picture of the world. What we reveal now is, as the Zohar describes, that we see, our eyes are turned inside, inwardly, that we don't see anything. We have to reveal the whole of reality through the worlds, through these concealments. We need to reveal infinity, and that's the work of the individual. Let our intellect, our mind, our emotions have to work constantly in this direction. That's called education, to give him regulations, rules. The wisdom of Kabbalah is education. It gives you regulations how to develop the approach, your sensations, your mind, in order to reveal the world, because you reveal the world, you build the world. No one can do it instead of you. Only that you are being taught according to your path. That's the entire Torah, the education. So you're being given the tools and you execute.
But I'm talking about our explanation. If someone comes to me and I'm talking to him, why does a cat has instinct with nature and we have a choice, the human beings?
As much as we've became human beings when we stepped down from the trees, we've lost these instincts. We've lost them because we've started completing them by our intellect. Of course, that this happens on the expense of the other. Yes. Blood, yes.
An ordinary person, which world should he discover? He has no desire for spirituality. He has a simple world.
A normal person. No. By our education, a normal person comes to a state where from out of the incorporation with all of us, he reveals within him also vessels for spirituality, for the attainment of spirituality. It might happen in the form of the inanimate or the vegetative or the living, but he has to reveal the vessels to attain spirituality. Definitely. The light expands the desire, the kli. As a result of the connection to us, by being near us, he will have it, for sure. Everyone will know me, from the smallest to the greatest. It will definitely happen this way. He writes about it in different places. No, come on, read something clear. You are lazy recently. I don't know, maybe you will bring another laptop maybe there. Well, they're looking for something, I don't know what. Maybe they're just surfing the net.
The problem is that a person is being told a balance with nature. Even balance with himself doesn't mean anything to him. A person doesn't know what it means.
Well, we need to explain.
To explain what?
To start from him feeling bad, right? Just like I come to a doctor and I tell him, I feel bad here and here. So a doctor says, take this pill, plug yourself and go away. And we're saying, no, we will help you understand why you feel bad. And that you will find the remedy on your own, and you will know how to heal yourself from now onwards, and we won't need doctors. We'll close the medical centers and we'll be healthy.
But for the time being, it's the opposite.
That's because people don't listen to us. What can we do?
In the Ashdod group, they're asking, now we are in the time of concealment. We also advance in slogans. Why doesn't it stay in us as a virus, as you explained, that happens in ordinary education we received in
That's
childhood?
Correct. The second half I didn't want to explain. Maybe I'll explain it now to some extent. In the wisdom of Kabbalah, we advance by viruses, correct, by slogans. There's none else besides him. He's benevolent. Love the friend as thyself. Da, 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 da. Everything is viruses. It is all slogans because it comes from a higher level, higher degree. It cannot come to me differently, but in a viral way. And I swallow these viruses and I try to rebuild myself artificially according to these viruses. And as a result, I attract the light that reforms, and it lifts me, corrects me, and brings me a new intellect, a new mind, and new emotions. Whereas in our world, if I swallow viruses, I swallow the viruses, those faulty facts, I swallow them instead of a healthy intellect, which I can acquire, and it doesn't advance me. To combine these parts together, to learn the correct form of the world, and to advance from it. Because now I can do it in my hands, whereas in spirituality I was never capable of entering using my own hands. I need the laws, the spiritual world. I need to try to realize them, to implement them, and upon myself. To be incorporated from them as much as possible, then the upper light influences and lifts me there. And there it is the positive virus, not a negative virus like in this world. It's to sit next to the great ones, is to think that all of your friends are great. When I receive a certain light, a luminance, who knows what kind of luminance, to be constantly in such an inclination to receive facts, seemingly facts. These are not facts for me. From the spiritual world, it's good. Look what we're reading, all the books, look at them. It is all viruses. What is he talking here? Nonsense. Sfirot, worlds, I don't know, ghosts or whatever. One can lose his mind. If I will take it now and go with it to my corporeal life here in this world, I will be considered as a cuckoo, as a nutcase. Like people who believe in such things as if they do exist in this world, those explanations. But look what the wisdom of Kabbalah says, so that I will want to transcend, especially by these viruses, so that I'll truly be sick, but sick from love. And then we reach love.
We too are filled with viruses. Much more viruses, not the spiritual viruses, viruses from the past. More than the right way of thinking.
That's the flaw in our education.
So how can we educate a new generation that will have no viruses or as least as possible, because we ourselves are corrupted?
I'll tell you why. If we place the kids in a circle and they learn from each other and the educator is alongside with them in their height, he's constantly found in that same level that they are capable of digesting. And they connect the puzzle together. That's what they're doing in this circle. One is speaking, the other one is speaking, the third one is talking, and so on. That's how each and every one is being incorporated from the rest. And that's what helps. Never. They should never receive knowledge or information from a grown-up in a frontal way. Rather, always from equal ones. you throw them a certain idea, explain it to a slight extent, and you let them speak about it. That's called that they start connecting it to what they know, to expand themselves out of that same idea. And each and every one adds to his friend, and that's how they connect things. That's called a healthy approach to the world. That's it. To expand the picture only by this. They have to build it till the world of Ein Sof. It is always this way. In our world, in the spiritual world, you add them their next desirable form in order to attract the light forms. And also in the igul, that's what we're doing. Just like in a circle, like those kids in kindergarten or in school, the same thing happens to us. We're sitting in circles, then a teacher is throwing a certain idea, and we discuss it. And by doing so, if we want to connect and we want to work these data, then we attract the light reforms. That's how we connect the parts. After the workshop, we must go leave the workshop with a sensation that I've connected something, that I have a clearer form in my sensations and my understanding. Yes.
We can really feel it after a workshop, both with adults and kids. We see that everyone feels that something new was born. But when we're talking about study material that we need to teach to a child...
What do you have to teach? You read, let's say, geography or something, or arithmetics, or doesn't matter what. You read a section and they discuss it. Doesn't matter what.
Because those facts are the material that they need to learn. These are facts which are distorted to start with.
No, I don't know. I don't know what you're teaching them.
Let's say you teach them history. Someone wrote something and he put himself into this, and I will examine you according to what he wrote and not according to what you think or know.
No, the history you've studied in schools, it's someone who wrote something out of his interests. Take the history for the fifth grade from Israel, from Turkey, from Lebanon, from Russia, from the United States, regarding a certain state in the world, and you'll see what history is all about. That's clear, right? It's like different galaxies, yes.
So how do you teach a child to research history?
You don't teach him what history. You just teach him the perception of reality. There's no history. Right? History is what I felt and my undeveloped desires. No. These things in general. You have to talk about facts and the desire to receive if you want to talk about reasons. There's de facto, the facts themselves, which are also questioned, but let's assume that they're not. And then you explain them why they are such, what were the causes and the consequences that led to them. That's history. So you have to connect your philosophy to it. We will continue on reading. Guys, I'm sorry. You've asked already?
Item 28. Now we fully understand the previous words, for he says, now, therefore, if you will hearken unto my voice indeed and keep my covenant, meaning make a covenant on what I'm telling you here, that ye shall be my own treasure from among all peoples. This means that you will be my treasure, and sparks of purification and cleansing of the body shall pass through you unto all the peoples and the nations of the world. For the nations of the world are not yet ready for it. And at any rate, I need one nation to start with now, so it will be as a remedy for all the nations. And therefore he ends, for all the earth is mine. Meaning, all the peoples of the earth belong to me, as do you, and are destined to cleave to me. But now, while they are still incapable of performing that task, I need a virtuous people. And if you agree to be the remedy for all the nations, I command you to be unto me a kingdom of priests, which is the love of others in its final form of love thy friend as thyself, which is the axis of all the Torah and the mitzvot. And the holy nation is the reward in its final form of dvekut, adhesion with him, which includes all the reward that can even be conceived.
The entire desire to receive that is called the Gentile. That's the desire to receive. The desire to bestow is called the Jew, or Yesharkel, Israel, where our entire desire to receive will be sacrificed, will be sanctified in order to bestow. That's the reward. And a person already comes to a state where that's his reward. Well, what? Yes.
A student from American Emma is asking, today in Zichron there will be a lecture of yours about the Book of Zohar, how to prepare for it correctly in order to pass on the importance of the book to the wide, to the broad audience.
How to prepare to the evening. Just think about the importance of... There's no more disclosed and secret book in humanity, if there are such books at all, besides the Book of Zohar. It is known in the whole world. And to truly unveil, open the Book of Zohar means to reach the secrets of nature, to reach the top of humanity and even above humanity, intellectually, emotionally, in revelation. And that's that the fact that we're talking about the Zohar can already invite us to enter it a bit more, to the extent that he prepares oneself, intends that this will happen. Even the lecture itself, when we all meet, we want to be connected around the topic. It already invites out of the connection, we attract the light that reforms. And this is how, time after time, we reach a summation, an action, a sensation. And this is done only, as he says, that only those individuals that their patience stood for them, those heroes whose patience were enough, were able to reach. And this there. Everywhere else you shouldn't be patient. I'm not patient in any other place. I have my nervous system cannot stand anything else. Whereas here, I'm patient. Time after time after time. That's it. So you've finished the item?
These are the words of our sages in clarifying the ending. These are the words of our sages in clarifying the ending. These are the words which thou shalt speak unto the children of Israel. They made the precision, these are the words, no more and no less. This is perplexing. How can you say that Moses would add or subtract from the words of the Creator to the point that the Creator had to warn him about it? And we find none like him in the whole of the Torah. On the contrary, the Torah says about him, for he is trusted one in all my house.
No, guys, you... Well, yes.
In our explanation about the need for mutual guarantee and changing the relationships between us, we encounter a claim many times where people tell us, if I behave nicely and kindly to others, they will trip over me. How can we cope with such a claim?
I don't think so. Where do we see that eventually the one who's
impudent,
the a person who behaves nicely to people, he attracts a good relation. And I don't think that he's being fooled and tricked. He's not stupid. He just relates nicely to people. And I don't think that even in our days, even in our times, it will bring damage. Anywhere. Wherever I am, all over the world. Where not when I'm between my students, etc. I don't recognize such things. No. Always the relation to a nice relation to others is eventually causing you a brings a good feedback in return.
Where can we insert a point here of good relationships and not to sound like other organizations, rather to put our own perspective into it?
I'm not talking with strangers immediately about love, about connection. What for? It's repulsive. They think that we are crazy, that we are goody-two-shoes, that we're, doing a kindergarten or something. We want to deceive them, be nice to everyone, and bring me something, right? Maybe that's how you want to relate to him. You want to deceive him to some extent. Usually, how do we relate to our children? Be a nice kid, behave nicely, and what do we say later? Do this and that. That's what he thinks, that you want to use him like everyone else in this world. Why do we relate to him nicely? He wants to calm down his patience, his criticism, and then use him. I'm not starting from it. I don't know who told you to do so.
We explained that the solution for all problems today, the root is in the relationship between us.
In the connection between us, in the bonding between us. Okay, first of all, you don't come and say it to begin with. You talk about the egoism, development of the egoism, why we've reached an integral global state that nature compels us to resemble to it. And how do we resemble ourselves to nature? Out of no choice, otherwise we will be struck to death. And by building our civilization, the human society, also in a round global form, like the whole of nature. So first of all, write down these facts and those things to begin with, from beginning to end. And now we have no choice. What are we doing? How? I see that I'm facing a problem. How do I solve it? What does it mean to resemble nature, to be connected in one network? How can that be? How can we reach it? Who are we? We're opposite. Okay, so what do we do? And then you also gradually explain to them, how can this be done? Where we will take powers from? That it will be easy to begin with, because we're talking about everyone, about the whole world, that it will be easy, that it will be approachable, simple. And we bring it to him gradually. But out of this fact that there's no choice, and it's an obligatory from the perspective of nature. Just jumping to the conclusion and saying, let's connect, let's bond? No. You have to reveal the entire picture before him. That what is this crisis with proofs, etc. And then he won't think that you are not realistic. Otherwise, we'll talk about, later. We'll continue on this discussion, and for now on.
We have an announcement. Kabbalah Experience today in Zichron. Today, Tuesday, 7 p.m., we'll have our weekly meeting with Rav Lightman Zichron about the essence of man according to the Book of Zohar. We invite you to send us your questions to tv@kab.co.il. Thank you, and have a lovely, lovely day.
Let your heart speak. Let your heart listen, shoulder to shoulder, you won't be alone. Love is around the deepest ocean, together we're drawn in, I won't let go.
this is what their life should be. Learning to unite, living in the light, we'll win this fight, and everything's gonna be alright. Learning to unite, learning to unite, living in the light, we'll win this fight, and everything's gonna be alright. Learning to unite. Dearest friends, thank you for together as one.